From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Over 10,400 farmers, exhibitors, industry stakeholders, and members of the media gathered for the 2023 Commodity Classic, March 9th through 11th in Orlando. AgriMarketing.com reports this year's event broke the previous Commodity Classic record of 9,770 attendees set in New Orleans in 2016. This year's event featured more than 30 educational sessions, a sold-out trade show, and a keynote address by Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Formal education in rural America has grown, but still lags behind urban areas. USDA's Economic Research Service data shows the share of adults 25 and older with a bachelor's degree or higher increased in rural areas from 15% to 21%, but adults in urban areas with bachelor's degrees or higher increased from 26% to 36%, widening the rural-urban gap from 11 to 15 percentage points. The United Nations Secretary General announced a 120-day extension of the Black Sea Grain Initiative as the agreement was set to expire. The initiative facilitates the safe navigation for the exports of grain and related foodstuffs and fertilizers, including ammonia from designated Ukrainian seaports. During the first two terms, some 25 million metric tons of grain and foodstuffs have been moved to 45 countries, helping to bring down global food prices and stabilizing the markets.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.